Hello, everyone. Welcome to Nuclear Matters at CIL, a series of podcasts brought to you by the Nuclear Law and Policy Team at the Center for International Law, or CIL. In today's introductory podcast, Denise Cheong, Head of Nuclear Law and Policy at the Center, speaks about CIL's journey into this new area of focus.
CIL's journey into the area of nuclear law and policy is very much tied to nuclear power developments in the region as well as in Singapore. Let me begin by providing some background before I turn to how CIL came to focus on this new area of research. Within Southeast Asia, Vietnam embarked on its nuclear power program in 2006 with its first nuclear power plant originally scheduled for operation this year. But due to cost and budget considerations, this program was put on hold 4 years ago in 2016. Others, such as Indonesia and the Philippines, have also made steady progress in terms of developing national infrastructure for nuclear power deployment. According to projections by the International Atomic Energy Agency, the IAEA, there could be nuclear power capacity in the region by 2040, in about 20 years' time. What's unclear is the extent this projection considers the impact of new technological innovations such as small modular reactors, or SMRs. SMRs include transportable or floating nuclear power plants, a topic that has generated significant interest globally as well as regionally. The concern is once commercialized, these technologies can be deployed much more quickly than traditional nuclear power plants. While this may seem a long way away, it is important to note that certain countries within Southeast Asia, such as Vietnam, face a transboundary risk of nuclear harm today. This is due to nuclear power plants located near their borders, which are already operational. As for Singapore, the government in 2010 embarked on a pre-feasibility study on nuclear energy. This study was conducted as part of continual efforts to explore new energy options from the perspective of advancing energy security, environmental sustainability, and economic competitiveness. There were three key recommendations that flowed from this study. The first was that nuclear energy technologies presently available are not yet suitable for Singapore. As such, Singapore needs to continue to monitor the progress of these technologies so as to keep its options open. The second recommendation was that Singapore should work to strengthen its capabilities to understand nuclear science and technology. The third and final recommendation was that given the future growth of nuclear energy in the region, Singapore should play an active role in global and regional cooperation on nuclear safety. To implement these recommendations, the Singapore government established the Nuclear Safety Research and Education Program in 2014, several years later. The aim of this program is to develop a local pool of expertise to support Singapore's efforts in this regard. The program comprises two key initiatives, one focused on scientific and technical research, education, and training, and the other on the building of capability in nuclear policy research. It was with funding from the Nuclear Policy Research Initiative that CIL began its journey into the area of nuclear law and policy. So since 2016, we have been carrying out legal and policy-oriented research and capacity-building activities in the area of nuclear safety, security, and civil liability for nuclear damage. All of this within the context of nuclear power development. At CIL, we look at legal and institutional frameworks at both the international and regional levels, where our interest and focus is very much on assessing the legal and policy implications for Singapore and the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN for short. At the regional level, we seek to understand and document the different aspects of the nuclear governance regime and its interrelationship with the international regime. This has involved and continues to involve a documentary analysis of ASEAN instruments relevant to the governance of nuclear power in the region, It also involves a subsequent mapping of the associated legal and institutional frameworks. So it's against this broad context that we bring you Nuclear Matters at CIL. This is our podcast series that seeks to share research and contribute to capacity building within the Southeast Asian region on law and policy issues of international importance and relevance to Singapore and the region. We seek to do so from a position of neutrality, being neither for or against the peaceful use of nuclear energy. With members of the home team as hosts, podcasts will focus on issues within the areas of nuclear safety, security, and liability, drawing on the research and expertise of international and regional experts, as well as that of the home team. I hope you will enjoy these podcasts. Thank you.
Thank you for listening. Do look out for our inaugural podcast of Nuclear Matters at CIL coming to you soon. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening today. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave us a review and share it with friends. The full range of our audio and video podcasts, as well as our blog, our research and activities, can be found on our website at cil.nus.edu.sg.